Vince is dealing with luck, his mobility, and Bill was talking about you always have to beware because he can make plays down the field from any spot on the field. How does it change the way you rush him?
I mean, we got to have eyes on him. We can't rush blind. So we have to be under control rushing and understand where our help is defensively. So we have to have a rush that we can kind of sort of keep him contained at times. And if he do break the pocket, we got to be able to, you know, get out and chase him. But he's very, very, very athletic in the pocket. He's not afraid to take a hit. He always try to deliver a good football. So we know how important it is for us to get pressure on him and at the same time keep him contained. But it's been tough. You know, you watch him in certain games and he can hurt you on the ground. I think last game he hurt us on the ground quite a bit. And he also can throw the football. So he's a dual quarterback.
When things are...
the importance of this game and the mentality of this team heading into it.
It's a division game. What else you need to talk about? I mean, you know, division games always come down, you know, a couple games later in the season. So it's no different now. And we got to find a way to win. We got to be able to execute at the highest level, at critical moments, play good situational football. If we do that, I think we'll be okay. But it's always going to be tough going on the road against a division opponent that always plays you tough. You know, that's just football. We understand that. But we accept the challenge. So we got to do everything in the willpower to make sure we execute at the right time and just play together. You know, no matter, you know, what the score may say, just play, you know, until that final whistle. And if we do that, we'll be okay. So I'm looking forward to it. I think the guys, you know, we're ready. We're preparing well. But you have to prepare well, and especially in the division this late in the season. So we know how important it is for us to go on the road and walk away with a W. So we're going to do everything in the willpower to do that.
Is there any pressure at all going into the game, given the three-game losing streak?
It's football. Pressure, I mean, when you play football, nothing is easy. I mean, nothing in life is easy. Sometimes people think you're supposed to blow out people all the time, but it doesn't work like that. You know, I mean, you might get a game where everything click on all cylinders and you might can get away with, you know, a blowout, but it rarely happens. And most important thing is winning. I don't care how you win. Any win is good. Anytime you lose, it sucks. So that's where we at. You know, we got to figure out a way how we can win. I mean, is it pressure? I don't know. I know it's a division opponent. I know it's a division opponent that we beat home already, and I'm pretty sure they're riding high and coming off the win Monday night. They feel pretty good. We know that. But nothing changes between the lines. When the ball snaps, we got to be ready to play. That's how we're approaching the game.
What are the keys? Their running game was a factor the first time you played them. What are the keys to slowing that down a little bit?
Well, just being more disciplined. I think that some of the runs that they hit us with, I think Luck had about 60 himself. And, you know, they mixed it up pretty well. But that's what happened when you try to play from behind. You know, it's tough. You know, you keep offense in their game plan. They can pick and choose what they want to do. So it's always tough. When the offense have an open playbook, you have to defend everything. And I think at that point in time, we wasn't playing as, you know, as good of defense as we have been in previous weeks. But we're a different team. They're a different team now. And it's come Sunday, you know, we going on the road to try to walk away with a W. So we've done it before. Looking to do it again.
As a defense, do y'all guys worry at all as the offense, or do y'all just control what y'all can control?
Football is a team sport. I've been around some great offenses. I've been around some okay offenses. But this is the ultimate team sport. So you can't point fingers in this game. You can't, because one day offense got to bail you out. One day special teams have to bail you out. One day defense going to have to bail you out. So that's why it's called a team. You know, we never point fingers. I mean, we don't do that. It's not in this locker room. I can't speak for no one else, but we don't. We're a team. We approach the game as a team. We win as a team, we lose as a team. I think, you know, the more you play, the more you bond. So we're at a point in our season where we got to get rolling. You know, we understand that. We know it's been tough the past couple weeks, but One thing we would never do is shy away from any type of competition or playing against anyone. So no one scares us. But we have to. We just have to compete. We have to execute well. And times we did, we've done well. Times we haven't done well. So the coach has given us things that, you know, is good for us. But we have to execute them. So we're looking forward to executing and getting back on track this week on the road. So can't wait for it.
From DJ?
I mean, all these guys have grown up well. You know, the rookies that we have never gave us a problem, none this year. So, but he's playing well. From the start of the season to now, he's a different football player, playing with a lot more confidence, understanding the game, understanding his technique, understanding what he needs to do to help the team. He's a great teammate, and he's a smart football player. That's one of the things, you know, as a rookie, and when he first came in, just his football IQ was pretty good as a rookie. So he's going to be good as he want to be. But everything that I've seen and we've seen, we're very happy with all of our rookies, especially DJ. He helped us a lot so far this year. So hopefully he could continue to give us some things and we all can pull together as a team, not just as individual, but as a team to get the job done. So going on the road, it's going to be tough.
You said that you've been a great mentor to him. How have you taken him under your wing?
Well, just teaching him the game. I mean, some things, you know, you watch on film and been playing for as long as I've been playing. Some things I look at differently than coaches. I go in depth with some things, small things, anything I think that can give us an edge or help us. You know, I always try to, you know, talk to our guys about it, not just the young guys, but the older guys, the whole room. But we have a good room, you know, with our guys understand the game. But any chance I can teach anybody anything that I know about football, I'm willing to do that. And, you know, he's like a sponge. You know, our guys, you know, our young guys in the room, they're like sponges. They want to learn, they want to listen, and they apply it to their game. That's the beauty of it, is you get a chance to see them execute what, you know, was taught to him in the film room. That's the signs of a good football player. So they've been doing well, especially DJ. They've been doing real well. Even Joe Heath, he's been doing well for us. Like, we have young, at times we have two rookies on a defensive line in games for us, and we're okay with that. We're comfortable with that because of the way we're coached, the way that, you know, Billy O and Weaver, what they teach us and how they prepare us. We're okay with that. So it's never a point in time where we send guys out on the field that we don't feel confident. And that's a good thing. That's a good feeling to have when you have a rotation that you can move guys around and move and keep fresh legs. It's a good rotation to have, especially late in the season where we're at now. So it keeps, you know, it keep offenses honest. And we keep the ball spinning and everything. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to work our tails off. That's the key, you know, working our tails off each week, no matter what the outcome is. So we have to want to get better. And I think this team, we want to get better. But, you know, we lost a couple. But at the same time, you know, you win some, you lose some. But we just have to find a way to execute well.